From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Hello, it's good to have you join us this afternoon for the Wednesday edition of Let the Bible Speak. Could you please remember the Lough Erne Fundamentalist Convention, which is ongoing in Bethel Free Presbyterian Church, Chanter Hill, Enniskillen throughout this week. The meetings are at 8 o'clock. The preachers include Dr. Ian Paisley, Reverend David Fletcher from Calgary in Canada, and Dr. John Douglas from Lisburn. You would be made most warmly welcome for the preaching of the Word of God. In a few minutes, I'll be turning to Luke chapter 17. First, please listen to this beautiful hymn, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. Our scripture reading this afternoon will be taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 17. We're beginning at the verse 11. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go, show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when they saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Where are there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. This afternoon I would like to consider the question which Christ asked in the verse 17, Where are the nine? If 10 tigers had sprung out of the undergrowth, the scene could not have been more terrifying. As he passed through an aimless village en route to Jerusalem, he was surrounded by a company of 10 men suffering from the disfiguring disease of leprosy. Here are individuals who by law have been outcasts and who must not live with the healthy. No doctor could help them, no medicine could cure them, but there was one they had heard of, and his name was Jesus. As the Lord came to their village, they assailed him with great boldness, crying out, Have mercy on us. They were careful to observe the procedures laid down by law by keeping a safe distance, and they exercised reverence in calling Christ Master. But still they cried out with tremendous determination and desperation, Have mercy on us. Unlike so many others who would have fled from these poor souls, Christ stopped to listen and to respond. They could see no fear in his eyes, only pity. They heard no harshness from his lips, only compassion. Yet the loving Lord demanded something which required faith on the part of these impoverished lepers. He asked them to travel by foot to Jerusalem to be inspected by the priests for cleansing. It was a long way to go, especially for men who were sick and weary and whose feet had suffered terribly as a result of the ravages of their condition. But to their credit, each man had the faith to respond without a murmur. Perhaps for some it was a simple case of being willing to do anything to alleviate their condition. As they went on their way, crying, Unclean, unclean, they felt strength returning to their aching muscles. Dizziness clears from their heads. Then suddenly one shouts, My skin is clean, as fresh and as new as that of a little baby. Another inspects himself, another and then another, and before long they were all singing and rejoicing on their way to Jerusalem at the wonderful transformation that had been wrought in their lives. But there was one who was different from the rest. He was, if you like, the odd man out. The others were Jews. He was a Samaritan. As the other nine made their way towards Jerusalem, he fell back, retracing his steps, to the one who had healed him of his plague. There he fell down at the feet of Jesus, thanking him, no doubt, with tears of gratitude. To him the Lord said, Where are the nine? This afternoon, from the question, Where are the nine? I wish to identify the character of the nine ungrateful lepers. Firstly, these nine men had knowledge without appreciation. They knew who Jesus was. They had heard of his mighty works. They had sufficient respect for him to call him Master. They saw his mighty works in their own lives, being healed miraculously of this horrendous plague. Despite this, they failed to appreciate the Saviour's love towards them by giving themselves to him. You today may have a certain understanding of the Lord Jesus. You know about the virgin birth. You understand that the Lord was the perfect man, that he was also the Son of God, that he died for the sins of the world, that he rose again the third day, that he will come to judge the world at the last day. Despite this knowledge, you remain unconverted. You prefer your sin to Jesus. You have shown no gratitude to the one who gave his life for you. Like these nine lepers, you have knowledge without appreciation. Secondly, these nine lepers also experienced favor without faith. They were favored in that they were cured when so many other lepers in Israel were not cured. Some men may say that these nine were fortunate. Others may dare to say that they were lucky. The truth was this. They were favored with the goodness and mercy of God but they would not put their faith in the Lord despite this. So many people prefer to speak of fortune and luck because they would rather mask the fact that God has been good to them. Has God been good to you? Perhaps you have been healed of an illness that has taken other lives. Perhaps you have been involved in an accident which could so easily have been fatal, but your life was spared. Perhaps the business was suffering serious problems that give you many a sleepless night, but the situation was turned around and today the burden has been lifted. You may enjoy the blessings of home and family. We look around the world at people who suffer starvation, but we have a warm home and plenty to eat. Most importantly, we have all been favored with the gift of the precious Son of God who died on the cross that we might live forever. You throw the gifts of God back in his face. And today the question is asked, where are the nine? Where are those people to whom the Lord has been so good and who yet have no time for him? Are you like that today? Finally, I wish to speak to you about these nine lepers being rebuked without concern. They were rebuked because there was one leper who did return to thank the Lord. This one leper was one whom they as Jews despised. He was a Samaritan, and the Jews hated the religion of the Samaritans. Yet this Samaritan showed more grace than they. He returned to thank the one who had cured him. Even though they saw him missing, they were unmoved and would not return to the Lord themselves. You today may have heard the gospel many times, and yet you're still unsaved. Others have taken Christ with gladness after hearing the message once, but you spurn him repeatedly. You today may live a good life, an upright life, but yet you reject the Lord. When people you despise, drunkards and drug addicts and such like, come to Christ and they are transformed by the grace of God, but you will not come because you think that you're good enough. Perhaps you know someone close to you who has become a Christian, but today you are unconcerned. At the beginning of our story, there were 10 lepers, but now there are only 9. If these lepers represent a family, the family circle has been broken. There may be those in your family who are saved, but you are unsaved. No matter how happy the home is, it's a divided home, because you're not with the others. Will that circle be broken for eternity? Will you be cut off from them forever? The Savior's question, however, represents hope. He said, where are the nine? Because he was looking for the nine. He was concerned about the nine. He was asking for the nine. Christ is looking for you today because he cares for your soul. As yet you have not come to the feet of Jesus, will you not come to him today? I pray that you will.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Welland Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Welland Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocher Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.